880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business, brought to you by Warren Henry Automotive. We've got a great show for you today. We've got luxury living. We're going to have Larry's in on. We're going to talk about some of the hot cars that he loves, including the Jaguar F-Type, the Lamborghini Egoista, and the new Infiniti Q50. I can't wait to get one of those myself. We're also going to have Victor Franks on. This is going to be Victor's last episode here in South Florida before he treks to the Great White North up by the Grand Tetons. We're going to talk about his 10 tips on how to stay healthy this summer, and we're also going to have our U Health guest on later in the program. It's going to be Dr. Albert Ramos. He's the assistant professor of clinical neurology. He's going to talk to us about sleep disorders. So we've got a great show. You don't want to sleep on it, and you want to make sure that you stick with us. The stock market went down a little bit today on fears that quantitative easing will ease. Steve, take us out and bring us back.
Time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
First, to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart. When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've got our luxury living segment. We've got Larry Zinn. He's the general manager of Warren Henry, Infiniti, Jaguar, Volvo, and Fisker. Larry just doesn't sell cars. He loves them. This week, Larry and I are going to talk about the new Infiniti Q50, the Jaguar F-Type, which looks smoking hot, and the ultimate Lamborghini Egoista, which is just a takeoff on a freaking attack helicopter. Larry, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. Now, Larry, I know that you love these cars because Johnny and I were out with you at the Land Rover Range Rover event that you had out by US 1 and Dixie Highway, Johnny, wasn't it?
And we...
Oh, yeah, Johnny's going Range Rover rocked, you know, with that eye roll he does. Yeah, I love that commando shirt you gave out. That's just awesome. Where you like rag on the other guys. What does it say on the back again, Larry?
The official Jeep and Hummer rescue vehicle.
There you go. Now, let's talk for a second about the little yellow vehicle you had us driving around in. What is that?
That's a Land Rover Defender 90. It was very... very limited production for the United States. They're everywhere outside of the United States, but the one we were in was a 1995 with a manual transmission.
Well,
I love that car.
It was very cool. Johnny, is that what you put up on our Facebook?
Yes,
I got the pictures up there. All that's on our Facebook. Well, we'll have to do some more stuff. We got to go out for another test drive.
And kudos to Warren Henry for the retweets.
Oh, yeah. Today we're getting retweeted by Warren Henry. Somebody's got their fingers working. Johnny is in nirvana. Better than having a beer for that guy.
Yeah.
Retweeting us is always a pleasure for Johnny. Yeah, he wants to buy him dinner, whoever the person is. Now, listen, Larry, I know that you're the Jaguar dealer. So let's start with this sexy revival that's going on here at Jaguar. Tell me a little bit about the F-Type. Because when I bring it up on the Google, they bring out this really hot, sexy, black, you know, two-seater convertible poised on the interstate to just rock me. Talk to me about this, Larry.
Well, you know, it's been a long time since Jaguar's had a real two-seater convertible sports car. You know, we've had our convertible, but it's a four-seater, and it was more of a grand tourer. This car is really trying to get back to basics, back to the C-type, the D-type, the E-type. This is a real deal car. Not only is it beautiful, but I had an opportunity to drive this car on the Circuit of the Americas in Austin.
Right.
Versus some of the competition, and it was a rock star. I mean, it really does drive as well as it looks. And, I'm so excited to get it here. We should have one within the next couple of days, and they'll be on sale within the next couple of days, too. So I'm glad we got a chance to talk about this today.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I looked it up, okay? This thing does 170 miles an hour, 0 to 60 in 4.8. It's got this 8-speed automatic, 380 horsepower, 3.0-liter V6. That's just smoking, Larry.
Well, there's going to be three different versions. There's two supercharged six-cylinder engines. One is 340 horsepower. One is 380 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a 495 horsepower V8.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a flamethrower on wheels.
I mean, it sounds like Johnny's just cracking up. He's just a flamethrower on wheels. Johnny, you know, that's the one that we're going to drive because somebody needs to get that hair out of your eyes, man.
He just needs the date.
He needs the confirmation date. We'll let Larry sell a couple of first ones that come in. He'll let you drive one later on then.
Jim, you got to hear this car. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Does this sound like the jet engine that we were talking about, Larry?
You know, it sounds like a Jaguar should sound.
Oh, it's, like with a growl?
It's just got the grunt and the roar, and they did an excellent job on that exhaust. It just sounds so nice, and, you know, all of a sudden you're driving the car, you're cruising along, it's quiet, you hammer on the gas, and the car becomes an axe murderer. It's awesome.
The car becomes an axe murderer, Johnny. Are you hearing this guy? The guy needs to be in radio.
Yeah.
The guy needs to be in radio. Okay, let's go away from the axe murderer for a minute here, and let's talk about something that's cool, calm, and professional before we get to the absolute be-all and end-all. Tell me about the Infiniti Q50, because I drive the Infiniti car now. I can't imagine that there'd be any requirement for anything more than the car that I have. It's just, I mean, Johnny, we got to get a photo of me just hugging and kissing that thing and put that up on Instagram. But Larry, what's going to be going on here with this Q50? Tell me about the Q50 because I've been seeing it in the press. I've been seeing it now on the ads on the ball games. What's up with this?
Well, the Q50 is a successor to the G37 sedan.
Okay.
Infiniti is changing its nomenclature from Gs and Ms and FXs and EXs to Q for sedans and cars and QXs for SUVs.
Okay.
Now, this Q50 is kind of like it takes all the best things from the car that you have and all the best things from the G37 and meets somewhere in the middle. So you're getting a lot more space in the back seat than you had in the previous generation.
Right.
You've got the great performance that both cars were known for, even more refined. And you're going to have a hybrid option available. There'll be an all-wheel drive version available. It's really it's going to be a nice car. We should have those here late June or early July. We had one here in the showroom last week that my guys had an opportunity to thrash.
Yeah, I hear Ismet just cracking up in the background on that one.
You know, nothing but rave reviews on the car so far. I'm excited because I haven't had a chance to drive it yet. I'm going to San Antonio next week to get to, a chance to drive it out there, and I'll definitely be letting you know more about how it is.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful-looking car. It's got the new Infiniti signature headlights, and we're really excited for this car to come.
What other technology? Because I know that when every time I get my new car, there's an upgrade in technology. It's a completely different car. It seems as though the body style generations are like every 5 years over there at Infiniti. So what are some of the new things? You mentioned it has new headlights. I'm sure it has some new security systems. I mean, you know, safety systems. How about the engine? Is there anything new about the engine?
Well, it's still a 3.7-liter six-cylinder. It is a little bit more efficient, though.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to get at least 3 more miles per gallon out of the regular vehicle.
Okay.
And I think it's another 8 miles out of the hybrid that's going to be coming out.
Awesome. Awesome.
Which is very nice.
It
you
is.
Know, with, they're doing more with what they have on a car that's bigger. Also, inside the car, there's some really neat technology. You're going to have that typical navigation screen like you have now with all the different ways to control it. But below it, you're going to have an application screen. So in that application screen, all those things that you currently stream from your phone, like Pandora and Spotify and other applications, even something like movietickets.com, and you can do all those things through the center in your car. So you'll have a navigation screen. Below it, have an application screen. All the applications will be already built in, and you can download more. And then you can coincide those with the Infiniti connection.
Whoa.
So you'll have the ability to talk to someone live, say, hey, listen, I have this appointment at 3 o'clock. Can you remind me? We'll put it in your Google Calendar for you. Your car will remind you. I mean, you can have the assistant use the application that you have in your car to buy movie tickets or flowers or whatever it is. It's really neat.
Larry, my lease isn't up until the fall of next year. how are the terms on the Q50? Because I'm getting excited here.
Well, we still haven't gotten those yet.
Sure
it's going to be very competitive, though. They're determined to sell a lot of these when they come out. So,
just call me, Larry. I'm always looking for the next good new thing from Infiniti, and I've loved every one of them that I've gotten. From the first one I had was the M30, the convertible. Remember those?
Oh, that was a little while back.
Well, you know, I'm a little old man. I mean, you were just a twinkle in your old man's eye back then, but I always said that that was the car that the president should be driving. I mean, that was just the greatest car of all. And then to evolve through, I've had the J, I've had the M. Now I guess I'm going to have to get the Q coming up here.
Yeah, well, once we get one in there, we'll definitely get you and Johnny over here to take a test drive. We'll get you in the new Jag, and we'll get you in this car and see what you think.
Johnny heard test drive. His eyes lit up. Listen, we're going to talk about what Johnny really wants to test drive, but it won't even get here to the country. That's the Lamborghini Egoista. But we're going to have a timeout, and then we're going to come back and talk about the car that just absolutely everybody has to see. Get out there. Google it right now, the Lamborghini Egoista. You're going to be looking at this high. Babe, while we're talking about her, we'll be right back after this with more Larry Zinn.
everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
You always know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more luxury living. We're talking cars with Larry Zinn. He's the general manager of Warren Henry, Infiniti, Jaguar, Volvo, and Fisker. You know, we talked a little bit about the new Infiniti Q50 that's coming out. We talked about the new Jaguar F-Type that Johnny and I are going to go up. We're going to test drive both those new cars as soon as they get back up to the dealer. We talked about how the guys up at Warren Henry Automotive trashed their one Infiniti Q50, so Johnny doesn't have anything to test drive. But now, Larry, let's bring in the piece of resistance, as I like to call it, the Lamborghini Egoista. Anybody who has the ability to go to your browser, check this bad boy out, the Lamborghini Egoista. Larry, talk to me about her.
Well, this is a car that we more than likely will never see in production, but it is cool. You know, it's Lamborghini's 50th anniversary, and you knew they were going to come out with something wild. So they come out with this car, the Egoista, which is Italian for selfish, being that it is a one-seater, and it looks like it's a helicopter the way the top opens up, and it's because it was designed off of an Apache helicopter style. But what makes this car so unique is, I mean, not only is the look absolutely, you know, it looks like a spaceship, but the car has anti-radar material that make up the wheels.
Well, wait a minute. That means I can drive as fast as I want, but nobody can find out?
I don't know if that really works or not. In theory, I guess that's what it's supposed to mean.
Oh, this is really cool. I mean, I could see it right here. It looks like it's got an alien in the I got to call it this, the driver's cockpit. And it looks like it's about ready to land. It looks like something that you would expect to find as one of your weapons in a video game.
Yeah, I mean, this is a 600 horsepower V10, 5.2 liters. It's kind of like a tailor-made suit, according to Lamborghini, where the car would really just fit around you.
Now, you say they're not going to make any of these, so this is one of the what do they call it? The it's not a test vehicle, a concept car.
It's a concept.
Okay, it's a concept car. But we talked about the new vehicles that Lamborghini is bringing out. What is the vehicle that we're going to see here in the United States from Lamborghini,
Larry? Well, we're going to have the Aventador Roadster pretty soon.
Okay.
That's the... the convertible version of the Aventador that's out right now.
Awesome.
And that's a really, really beautiful car. You may have seen it a little while back when they were running those on the runway.
Oh,
at
yeah.
Miami International Airport.
Oh, yeah. I want to get one of those, but I do need the one that's the convertible because I do have a whole lot of suntan lotion that I have to use. Now, Larry, we've been talking a little bit about all these cars. They're fabulous cars. There's fancy cars. There's all kinds of cool cars. But there's a dynamic shift that's going on in the auto industry across the world. And let's talk about that for a little bit, the economics of autos. I've, for instance, seen that GM is building Cadillacs in China. The Japanese government, they build a lot of cars over there. They've been having a very activist policy going on, which is making, I guess, that's having to do with the monetary trade imbalance or something. What's going on with the Japanese people in the auto market, Larry?
Well, there were a lot of Japanese vehicles that had been produced in the United States for a long time because they couldn't be competitive producing the vehicles in Japan and then exporting them over here because the yen was so strong.
Okay.
But now that we're starting to see the yen ease up and become less strong against the dollar, it kind of seems as though not much of the production is going to shift out of Japan that we had once thought was going to leave, because we thought many of the manufacturers would move to different countries. And a lot of them have, but depending if this trend continues, you may still see a lot of those vehicles continue to be produced in Japan and be a lot more competitive than they had expected, because it made it very difficult in those Japanese manufacturers to keep producing those vehicles at home.
Now, there's another really kind of wild economic trend, or whatever you want to call it, that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, and that's that the United States is swinging to be a net oil exporter. I can't believe I just said that. Now, that's going to have an impact on the price of gas, but is that going to impact any of your brand's long-term approach? Because it sounds like they're getting a little greener, getting a little more technology savvy.
Well, everybody's going to go towards a more green approach. Even if they don't want to, they're going to be forced to, because the government mandates continue to get stronger and stronger. So we have the corporate average fuel economy regulations, which mandate that the manufacturers have to reach a certain miles per gallon average on their entire vehicle lineup throughout, I forget what the next year is, but soon enough they're going to have to average somewhere around 25 miles per gallon, and then that number will keep climbing.
You know, go ahead.
And then we also have the emission standards that are coming along. So you'll start seeing a lot more lightweight materials being used in these vehicles, a lot of start-stop technology, manufacturers even producing very obscure vehicles that they'll sell very, very few of just to offset that corporate average fuel economy. So if you produce a supercar that gets 8 miles per gallon and you need to buy a vehicle from another manufacturer and rebadge it as a Lamborghini or Ferrari or whatever it is, and offset that, those things are going to start happening. Also, Ferrari's next supercar is a hybrid.
Really?
LaFerrari is a hybrid.
Wow. Now, can they get the performance? I mean, I was reading about the new IndyCar race series is going to be all electric, so I got to believe you can start having these all electric cars. I guess they're going to switch midway through the race. It's going to be like a 250-mile race. They'll switch midway or something like that.
You know, I don't know much about, as far as racing, how they would handle that. I know with production vehicles, though, you can get a ton of power out of those electric motors. There's a ton of torque there to work with. And when you combine it with those traditionally extremely powerful and potent engines that those manufacturers will put in a vehicle, if they can continue to keep them lightweight, we'll see performance like we've never seen before on any vehicle.
Now, how about the distribution of charging stations? I saw my first charging station. It was in front of the courthouse in Orlando about a year ago. Since then, I've seen one other. How about the distribution of charging stations? Because just like electricity, just like fossil fuel, having the cars is great, but unless you have the distribution system to help them stay charged, it doesn't really help. How are we coming along with the infrastructure on this?
I think we're pretty far behind as far as infrastructure goes. I think that's why we've seen hybrids become so popular and mm-hmm. other options such as all-electric cars still kind of, you know, not get there yet. You know, plug-in electric hybrids are a neat concept, and I think it's the best technology that's out there right now. But, you know, as far as charging stations go, they're still few and far between, and it becomes a problem for people who live in condos and things like that that don't have access to a charging station.
Yeah, I got to believe that there's going to be come a real term someday soon where it's going to be people are freaking out about running out of electric charging and stuff like that. I'm sure they're going to come up with a term for freaking out about that. Now, we've only got a couple minutes left, Larry, and I wanted to go over a couple other things. When I read my ads for Warren Henry, we talk about over 3.5 full decades. Now, that's you, that's Warren Henry, and that's Dave, isn't it?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
We've got to get you and Warren Henry and Dave together one day so we could talk about the secret of success here for Warren Henry Automotive for 3.5 decades. And the other thing that I want to talk about for just a second is what you do for our community as an employer. Because one of the things we talk about here on the show all the time is we talk about careers rather than jobs. But there's a lot of people where going to school is just an event, and at a certain point they get bored and maybe they opt out and they don't finish. Now, if somebody doesn't finish, Larry, what are the opportunities in your business for them? Because we've talked about this. There's some great careers over there at Warren Henry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have different departments in every single store. You know, whether you're interested in the service end, parts, sales, there's always a different opportunity. As a company, we like to start everybody in a sales position or somewhere where they can basically work their way up. But, you know, in a sales position, there's plenty of opportunity to make great money and then just grow from there.
Yeah, I know a number of people that have raised families on working in the auto industry. We've had actually members of my family have worked for other auto dealers up and down the 441 stretch, and I have seen them make some great careers. In fact, I think that that's why people say I'm so good in the real estate business, because I learned how to get it there on 441 with all of the auto training that we had. We only got about another minute or so left, Larry, so I know that we don't like to sell cars. We like to talk about them. But give me one good special that you have rolling over there right now.
Well, Jim, we've got some great specials on the Infiniti G37 sedan right now.
Okay.
You know, off the top of my head, I don't have the special available.
That's
however,
okay.
However, one that I did want to throw out there right now is the Volvo S60.
Uh-huh.
The Volvo S60 right now has got a really great deal on a T5. We're advertising $249 plus tax with inceptions. And that's on a 24-month lease.
Wow.
At 60 T5.
Wow.
I mean, absolutely great car.
Wow.
Car comes with free scheduled maintenance. You can run the car on regular gasoline. And also, you know, it comes with the Warren Henry Advantage, which we've gone over numerous times, but is, you know, something that we're very proud of.
Listen, Larry, I want to thank you so much for making Freed on Business part of the Warren Henry team. Johnny and I, we really appreciate all the things that you do to make us feel at home and to make us feel a part of the family. I want to give you and Ismet a high five for everything you do. I'm looking forward. I'm going to be coming out. We'll see you on Tuesday. I'm coming up to see you. And thank you again, Larry Zinn, for Warren Henry Automotive, sponsors on the show, members of our community. Thanks so much, Larry Zinn.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. All right. Talk to you next week. We'll see you next week, Larry. We'll be right back after this short break with our folks from UHealth talking about sleep disorders. Back after this. Oh, golden earring.
My hands wet on the wheel. in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. And while we wait for Dr. Ramos, our U Health expert, to call in, we've got Dr. Victor Franks, who tells me on the way out of the last segment that he had drinks with Golden Earring. Now, did those guys speak English, Victor?
They were Dutch. They spoke better English than you do, Jim.
Yeah, but did they know how to party?
Boy, did they ever. They're rock stars. What are you kidding us?
So they partied like rock stars?
I sat there and watched the sunset on Harbor Island in the Bahamas, and we pounded pina coladas as the sun went down.
I got to give a high five to Steve. Steve's new to the show, but he sure knows how to play them songs. High five to Steve. Steve, you got the artistic. You can play whatever you want, man. I ain't giving you no suggestions no more. He's smiling and nodding, and he's back there in silent tech guy land. Now, Victor, we've advertised that this week you were leaving town, going to the Grand Tetons.
You always get that wrong, Jim. It's not the Grand Tetons. I'm north of the Grand Tetons. I'm in Montana, not Wyoming.
All right. So what are the mountains?
The mountains are, there's plenty of them. There's the Absorkies or the Gallatins. They're all over the place, but it's not the Grand Tetons, which are nice, but they're not my mountains.
All right. Well, wherever your mountains are, whoever you're dating at the time, let's talk about the 10 top ways to stay healthy in the summer. And I know it's a summer because Tarek had me out on the blacktop doing basketball suicides yesterday at 1 o'clock, and I was ready to pass out. But luckily, I was well hydrated.
Well, how about that? We're going with the top 10 here, and number 10 is hydrate. But I found a new way to hydrate, because a lot of people, they tell me, you know I should drink more water, but I'm, you know, there's no taste. I don't want, you know, Brookstone, not that I'm hawking anything from Brookstone, but they have a fruit grinder in the bottom of a water bottle. It's got knives in the bottom, you just twist it and it cuts up any kind of fruit you put in the bottom. And it's got a fine sieve, and you drink fruit-flavored water. It's perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Plus, so you're getting vitamins and water.
Exactly.
You would think that Coca-Cola would come up with this.
Yeah, without
sugar. Call
it
like flavored Dasani or something.
Without sugar or anything, just the fruit chopped up.
Sounds great.
Perfect.
Sounds great.
Okay, so that was one of the
number 10.
Number 10.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Number 9. Now, this is something most people wouldn't even think about, but especially, you know, all you business people out there, you're indoors. Air conditioning, artificial lights all day. If you can get up early in the morning and check out the sunrise, or in your case, you do it every day.
Oh, yeah. I tweet the sunrise every day. Yeah.
This is something I haven't told you to do. But without glasses or sunglasses, sunrise or sunset, you can actually look at the sun.
You told me. I did that this weekend.
It's
I did that this weekend on the sunset, and it was just so cool. Now, why am I doing that?
It's like actually food for your body. It's pure light, and that time of the day, it's safe to look at, and you're actually, your eyes are absorbing all the spectrum that you need. And a lot of people who are just indoors all the time.
Like them little light healing wand things?
Well, that's way beyond that. I mean, this is the source of life on Earth is the sun, so no need to be afraid of it.
Yes, but I am not praying to Rex.
No, you'd be the sun god Ra.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay. Number 8.
Victor, you know all these little things.
You don't even know.
I don't want to know.
Number 8. If you're going to, you know, don't be
afraid. Eight.
On the same subject here, don't be afraid of the sun. Don't believe the dermatologist say, oh, no, not the sun. Take it early in the morning, late afternoon. You don't need sunblock. Just go out there early or late. You're going to be
before 9:30, after 5.
Yeah, exactly. To be vitamin deficient in Miami is just
vitamin D.
Just crazy to be vitamin D deficient. A lot of people in this town are.
Well, that's because they listen to their dermatologist.
Exactly.
So, all right, number seven.
Is another great tip. It's one of the B vitamins. It's called PABA. You remember they used to have sunblocks with PABA in it.
And then PABA-free.
And PABA-free. Well, PABA tended to, some people got
allergic or something?
Allergic reactions, so they took it out. But if you take it on the inside, it's one of the B vitamins. So take it, and it protects you from the inside out. I mean, still don't go out in the middle of the day and cook yourself, but in a normal sun exposure, it does protect your skin from the inside out from getting burned.
Very cool.
It's amazing.
Very cool. Well, you know, I've noticed that with the summer coming on that I've seen my skin getting darker just by standing around, not by, you know, so I guess you do get it just from standing outside for like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, ease into it. Don't go out and cook yourself, but, you know, there's no reason not to get a decent tan anyway, so you're not afraid of the sun.
Now, this is number six.
This is big. This is something I did today. Walk slowly in the soft sand above the high tide mark or down in the surf zone, but walk really slow, even slower than the old people walking on the beach.
I can't walk any slower.
Exactly. Walk super slow, and people wonder what your problem is. But what it is, your feet sink in as you do this slow motion walking. All the tendons that attach to your toes and the bottom of your feet, people get plantar fasciitis, toe problems. This is the cure-all for all of these foot and ankle problems.
Stepping in sand?
But slowly.
Walking slowly, like a massage.
Like it's massaging and stretching your feet. So you got to do it really slow and just methodically work your way down the beach, and you'll be amazed how much better your feet and everything feels when your feet
awesome.
Hurt. It bothers everything.
So. Well, hold on, Victor, because it's halftime. This is number five in Victor's top 10 for summer health and wellness. Five.
Number five, I spend half my summer growing.
Wait, stop right there. Okay, continue.
It is Montana, so I could do that. But
okay.
No, growing fresh fruits and vegetables. And so you don't necessarily need to grow them yourself, but there's such a cornucopia of fresh fruits and vegetables.
I say that again. I love it when you say cornucopia.
Cornucopia. or a plethora.
It's the Ohio in you, Victor.
Something. But that's where I learned to appreciate good corn.
No, that's where you learned how to appreciate Miami.
Yeah. How to get out of Ohio is how I appreciate it. So the fact is it's growing all – not just in South Florida, but all over the country. They're producing – really, really good fruits and vegetables. So take advantage. You got such a choice when you go to the grocery store in the summertime. So take advantage and use some of those in your little hydration
now
cylinder.
This is number four.
This is how to turn a negative into a positive, number four.
Okay.
It's use the heat and humidity to your advantage. Because most people, you know, they're grousing.
Detox.
Exactly.
Oh, I figured it out.
Well, your body, you know, let's face it, your skin is the largest organ in your body. And when you sweat, you're detoxing automatically. So instead of complaining, oh, God, it's so hot, it's so humid, and you're pouring sweat, well, enjoy it because all the poisons are coming out.
Well, first you got to hydrate, or if you don't hydrate, you ain't going to be doing too much detox there.
Not good, yeah. So drink a bunch and then sweat it out, and you'd be amazed what, you know, even it does bring to mind the W.C. Fields line that I heard recently, and he what he said about water.
Well, I thought you were talking about Philadelphia, but okay, what did he say about water? So he doesn't want to drink it?
He doesn't drink it because what fish do in it, but he had another one. They asked him, what's that flask in your back pocket? And he says, well, that's whiskey. You drink whiskey? Says, yeah, just in case of a snake bite. They say, well, what's that in your other pocket? He said, a snake. So...
Wait, this is number three. Three. Victor's top three, how to stay healthy and well in the summer. Rock on.
This is what I like to focus on, which is exercising and stretching in your pool or your friend's pool. Somebody you know has a pool.
Ask Dr. Franks.
.com, yes, because I've
You'll be glad you did.
I've developed Aqua Stretch Kinetics, which is the easiest, simplest, safest way to stretch I think ever invented. And that's on my website. But since then I've gone a quantum leap up even more so. So there's more videos coming your way. They're going to be on the internet.
Well, stick with me. We've got only 3 minutes left in this segment. We've got two things to go. So this is number two.
We've talked about this before. It's get in the ocean. Even if you can't swim, just get in there. The salt and the minerals, your body selectively absorbs the minerals you do need. The salt is detoxifying as well. There's something about, you know, let's face it, our body is hopefully at least 70% water, which is not water, it's salt water.
Well, our precursors emerged from the salt water.
Well, exactly. But, you know, that is basically what we're made out of. So when you get in Mother Ocean itself, you're becoming, it's actually, you can get a little new agey here, Jim, and become one with the ocean.
Ooh, wow. How like wild, man. But here it is. Victor's number one, his top suggestion for staying healthy and well during the summer. Number one.
It's short but sweet. This is something most people have never heard of. That's why it's number one.
Well, I'm waiting.
Everybody, once again, complaining about the heat and humidity, drink celery juice.
Celery juice?
It has natural sodium chloride in an organic form instead of like salt, which is a rock, basically. And that goes immediately into your tissues, and it cools your body
celery
down.
Celery juice?
It cools you right down. Other people are sweltering, delirious from the heat, and you're going, I'm fine.
Not Cellerade, right?
No, celery.
So I got to go buy stalk of celery. I got to put it in my juicer. I got to grind it up, and I got to drink this?
Exactly. Or go to a juice bar, and, you know, you can, of course, blend it with carrot juice.
Organic market and stuff like that. Yeah. We've got a minute left, Victor. Better carry it over to finish
line.
So
celery, you know, that's the big thing. I mean, and I used one as a competitive tennis player. It was amazing how celery juice helped me in these summertime tournaments.
All right, well, listen, Victor, stick around because we're waiting for the U-Health guy to call us about the sleep disorder. If he doesn't call in, I may ask you and Johnny to pinch it for the third segment.
I'm all about sleep disorders.
All right. Well, we're going to crank it up. We're going to get out of here. I don't know what Steve's got planned for this app, but I know it's going to be fun. All right!
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you hesitate. Let's move.
Oh, all right now. When you've been looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All are exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Steve, you just have me fired up. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I've gotten texted by my wife that I need to calm down, so I think I will not. We're going to have a great time. We're having fun. Steve is rocking the show. We're having too much fun, so honey, sorry, we're not going to calm down. We're going to do social media because UHealth hasn't called in. I guess they're asleep at the switch at the sleep disorder group, so we'll have them on probably next week or the week after because it is an important topic. Lord knows, living in urban Miami, it's impossible to get a night's sleep with those damn motorcycles and dogs everywhere, but I do like your dog. He has been here the whole time, Johnny, and hasn't said one barky thing.
Oh, the moose is a gentleman, Jim. That's a fact.
All right. Well,
hey, my dogs don't bark either. I got quiet dogs.
All right. Well, we need you guys being my neighbors. But listen, Johnny, let's talk about social media. We talk about social media during the 4:30 hour on the Optimize Social show with you. I know Victor's been really trying to get some drag, but I have really been learning more in the last 2 weeks about Twitter than I have in probably the whole year where I did my 2000 first tweets. And that's I've started to have conversations on Twitter with you, with Tarek, with Victor. We're starting to have conversations, and I'm starting to see people are interested, people are joining, people are following.
It's exactly what I tell you, what I tell everybody. If you're out there pushing a message, no one's going to listen to you. If you go out there and start talking, everyone will listen to you.
Yeah, you know, that's what I say to a lot of the people that are big institutions, and we talked to it with the lady from Tiger Direct earlier,
and I Claudia.
Mentioned to, Claudia, and I mentioned to her how everybody at a big firm seems to be a broadcaster. Is she somebody that's a conversationalist? And she said yes.
Well, listen, let's look at the strategy that we implemented on Twitter just inside the past couple of weeks.
Okay.
We are not out there trying to talk to people that we don't know, and we're not trying to get people to come and talk to us. All we are doing is using the Twitter platform to talk to each other.
Yes, and it seems as though, and this is what I didn't really realize or understand, and jump in here, Victor, unless this
So basically people are eavesdropping on your conversation.
Exactly, and we're making it so, we're constructing our tweets and our topics to make it interesting. We're talking about Lamborghinis, we're talking about the NFL, we're talking about personal training, but most importantly, we're not just talking about, hey, the NFL in Wisconsin. We're talking about the NFL right here on West Flagler.
Yeah, and the other thing that we're doing is we're making it relevant to people.
Exactly.
You know, one of the reasons that people watch, I got to just say this, Housewives of Fill in the Blank is because they want to watch the people's lives.
They want to be inside the house.
Yes. Now, those people, it's a car crash.
Yeah.
Okay? But with us, it's different. We're guys. We're going to guy things. We're doing the Lamborghini. We're doing the Range Rover thing.
Yeah.
We're going to the Dolphin games. We're going to the Marlins games. We're going to do our suite events at the Marlins starting next week. Victor, you guys are all going to be there. We're going to have an awesome time at the Marlins game in our suite.
You were at the Heat game.
We were We did the Heat game.
You know what I call all of that?
Living the life?
Living the life, but what I call that is million-dollar content. We are not telling lies. All we are doing is having public conversation about exactly what we're doing.
Well, listen, I love to drive my car, you know, in a responsible fashion across I-95, although occasionally somebody who doesn't...
Five lanes at a time.
Yeah, who doesn't understand the nuances of driving 95 may get me a little agitated, at which point I have to...
95 is the name of the highway, not the speed limit, Jim.
Oh.
But, hey...
Easy mistake. I mean, you know, come on.
Listen, guys, it's not my fault. I get out of that traffic on Biscayne Boulevard, and I see that stretched, you know, path of 5 or 6 feet of free and easy concrete, and I just have to occupy it.
Yeah. I'm going to lobby so you don't get a Lamborghini, because you'll be dead.
No, I don't need a Lamborghini, Victor. I got my car. That's a rocket ship. Those cars, that Q45, if you notice, the engine ain't getting much bigger, because it's got a lot of engine right now. But getting back to it, John, let's talk about this for a second. What I really noticed was, and it was interesting to notice with Tarek. Tarek's our new physical, activity guy with Victor going out of town. He's going to help me get in shape over the summer. And he's the guy that trains the NFL guys. He came in with Kevin Smith the other day.
Totally awesome. Great to meet him.
Yeah, the guy was really cool. And what I've learned is that free agent, sign him now. Tarek is, you know, goes back and forth and has conversations with me. And then he puts the words and doesn't add the hashtag. I say, dude, add the hashtag. changes everything.
Exactly.
And so what we're doing is we're really working together, working with Tarek, working with Victor, working with you, other people on the show, you know, the guys that have been joining us with our conversations. We really appreciate all the different people that have joined us on the conversations.
Yeah, Mark Enriquez has listened to us today, right?
You know, exactly. We've had...
another tweet is tweeting us out today.
Exactly.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you. Thank you for everybody.
880 is getting social. They're supporting as well.
So what we're doing is we're starting to find people that are social. We're getting social with them. And what we're really doing is creating, I can't believe I'm about to say this, an online chat room people want to join or at least watch.
I'm going to tell you, it's so funny you mentioned the word online chat room. And Victor, listen to this. Years ago when this the whole internet came about and, you know, literally at the turn of the century, 99, 2000, AOL chat rooms were huge. I was talking with someone yesterday, a couple of girls. They are still friends with the people that they met in the AOL chat room 15 years ago, and that relationship has now increased because of Facebook and Twitter. And we're talking nationwide, you know, up in, you know, state to state. But those are real relationships that were created. And when you take, you know, the platforms that we have right now, and, you know, it's not just about posting to Facebook and, hey, by the way, here's the time of the show and here's my guest list. You know what? Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing that. It was really, really boring. I am getting hit with the bit.lys on that, though.
You're getting hit with the bit.lys, but at the end of the day, that information is not valid until 5 o'clock. So if you put that there at 10 o'clock in the morning, we have to look at it as, hey, our listener has to come back at 5 p.m., hours from now, and click the link.
Oh, no, I've been noticing there's a problem with the bit.ly thing, and I get all the clicks early and then not a lot of clicks late. We need to work on that, John. Please, I need your assistance.
All right, we'll take care of that.
All right.
We'll get serious. Jim and
so
I
So you're talking
having...
real time.
We're talking real time.
Everything you're doing here is real time.
Well, look at this. If this is factual information, and Jim just said it, the bit.ly program, which tracks the web links that we put out there, how many people are clicking it, when they're clicking it. Okay, if they're clicking it when we're sending it out in the morning, and then it dies down in the afternoon, and then by the time the show comes at 5 o'clock, there's no more action.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, there's only two things we could do. Either A, we keep sending out the same message, and then people get annoyed, because, like, how many times can you watch the same commercial? Okay, for real, how many times can you watch the same commercial on TV?
I'm listening. I don't watch that. That's why I have freaking... You know,
then
the hop skip there.
So you end up hating the product because you see the commercial too
because
many
of
times.
The repetition.
Right.
But anyway, listen, if we just talk about the product, just like we're doing right now on air, AM radio, 880 AM, but we do that on Twitter or on Facebook or on Google or on Pinterest or on Instagram, if we just keep talking about it, the people will join the conversation. What are you talking about? What do you got to say, big guy?
All right. We need the people to join the conversation, but in order to do that, we have to thank our sponsors, okay? And that's what I want to do.
I like your sponsors.
Our sponsors are awesome, especially that guy at Warren Henry Automotive that was tweeting us today and the other guy at Warren Henry that was on our show. So thanks to Larry's in. High five to at Warren Henry Automotive, whoever you may be. And I want to thank Warren Henry for being our lead sponsor today. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Caring for Kids, the folks at Ackerman, the Miami Marlins, our newest sponsors. Lauren's kids. Lauren's going to be on the show live. We're going to hear from her next week. You're going to want to make sure we're going to have a full half hour with Lauren next week. You want to make sure you're here for that. Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, capitalizing deals all the time. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, our friends at UHealth Miami, our friend Dr. Victor Frank, Steve, the wild man in the room there, giving me the thumbs up. I'm never going to hear from that guy. And I want to thank you, our listeners, because without our listeners, we wouldn't be anywhere. And there's a special shout out I want to give out to Charlotte Weiss. Charlotte's a longtime listener. Charlotte passed away this week. So a shout out and a high five to Charlotte. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, our website. If you missed the show, it'll be up on www.friedonbusiness as soon as Steve gets his lazy butt and gets the show over to me. This is Jim Fried. For Fried on Business, look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 5 and Monday at 10 for the rebroadcast. Next week, we got Lauren Book Live. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Country boy.
Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. Drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do